All right, good morning. This is Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 9:30 starting time on agenda for meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items, of which we have several. So unless we need to change the order, we'll just take them in which they are presented on the agenda. So consider taking comment on the record for intent to sell surplus property to Adams County. So we would open the floor for anyone who would want to submit any comments for selling surplus property to Adams County. Suddenly the room becomes moot. Okay. Last call. Okay, we'll close that portion for considering taking comments on the record. So second action item is to consider a resolution consenting to the sale of surplus county property to Adams County. So Zach, you have a form here that you presented.
Chairman, that resolution contains the information about the property and designating transfer of that vehicle to Adams County.
Okay. Any other comments? I know that Fleet keeps really good care of our vehicles. The city of Greenleaf and the city of Wilder in partnership has been able to purchase several of these, and it has been an absolute cost-saving thing, and we are appreciative of this, and I'm sure that Adams County will find themselves in the exact same position.
We enjoy supporting the other outside agencies.
Yes.
We like to work together.
Yep.
Chairman, I think there's a long-standing partnership with Adams County and the Kenny County Sheriff's Office just on dispatch calls. How do we trade back and forth to help the community? That's a win. I'm in favor of signing this resolution. It's for a Ford Interceptor utility vehicle, and the value is listed on there at $5,200 as fair trade-in value. So,
okay.
And with that
motion, if there's no more discussion,
Chairman, I move that we sign the resolution of the Canyon County Board of County Commissioners consenting to the sale of surplus county property, which is for the Ford Interceptor with a $5,200 value.
Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. All right. So the next action item is...
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's done.
All right. Consider resolution designating surplus personal property of nominal value and authorizing the destruction of Kenny County Sheriff's Office equipment. Good morning.
Good morning.
So is it, was it your intent to destroy certain, it says for the destruction?
Yes, it's part of, we get the IPSCC 911 grant funds, and this is part of, we did an upgrade in 2020, and so the end of life was last year, so we got another upgrade through the grant funds.
Okay.
And so we're needing to, it's an end of life, and there's no purpose for it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the public might have a little bit of trouble understanding, but these are not, you're not going to sell them on a secondhand store at all. So, all right.
Yep. Always great to have Roxanne Wade here. I think of every time I see something on the 911 nature in Canyon County. So I'm in favor of signing this. The equipment list has been attached, and the county is moving toward having uniformity in their 911 code so that it assists everyone everywhere in the event of an emergency to get the best and fastest dispatch possible. If I didn't say that correctly, Roxanne, jump in.
That's perfect.
Okay. So, Chairman, I move that the board signs the resolution of the Canyon County Board of Commissioners designating surplus personal property with nominal value and authorizing the destruction of the Canyon County Sheriff's Office equipment as on the attached list.
Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Morning, Captain.
Morning.
Morning, Ted.
Morning.
All right. Next is an action item. Consider resolution designating polling locations for the May 19th, 2026 election. Somebody's been hard at work.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioners. Appreciate you having us here this morning. Yeah, so throughout the state, and not specifically just here in Canyon County, obviously, there's been a shift toward a particular level of difficulty in acquiring polling places. And I think we've seen that if you paid attention to the legislative session, there were two bills actually ran this year that would assist in that realm. One concerning schools and availability, and the other concerning the LDS Church and availability. That being said, the elections team, Haley, Robin kind of leading the charge, have done a really, really, really good job over the past few years of maintaining strong relationships with our polling places in Canyon County. So while we, I think, had kind of expected to be affected in a greater capacity by some of the polling place changes that have happened, we've been able to maintain a pretty steady roster. So you'll see from the sheet in front of you that there's a few that we had to replace and one that we had to combine. But I would let the subject matter experts sitting to either side of me explain and answer any questions that you guys might have.
All right. Have you you've seen the list?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Chairman, no small effort in getting these done. It's difficult because of sometimes maybe the public perception of security issues in the community on how that runs. But it is, as the clerk Uresti has said, it's a long-standing partnership, good customer service between our election staff. Thank you for what you do. And clerk, you are just stepping right in and helping to lead that forward. So a huge show of support from the LDS Church, in addition to other churches listed on there that see the value in continuing with the elections process. So that is not to be overlooked. And there are other businesses in there that are willing to help support that. So a great kudos to that. I'm in favor of signing this with a lot of gratitude to the effort that it takes. It makes it look easy. It's not easy. And Jess has a great working relationship with the Secretary of State in continuing the legacy of elections integrity in Canyon County. So, Chairman, I move that the board signs the resolution of the Canyon County Board of Commissioners designating polling locations for the May 19th, 2026 election.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next action item is to consider authorizing the chairman's signature on the Federal Surplus Property Program eligibility application. Do this annually, correct?
We do.
And legal's review this.
Yep.
It should be a boilerplate form. Yeah.
Chairman, we've reviewed it. There were some minor changes. If you'll note who the people approved, just with change of personnel over the last 12 months.
Ah, okay.
The government apparently likes to have not the names just taken off, but just lined through, so you'll see a bunch of through the names and all the other agencies and Rick went through and we've designated new parties who are authorized to purchase surplus federal property.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Any questions?
And Chairman, that was actually there's a document attached to this calendar item that's a PowerPoint. So I am going to trust that I see the document in your hand that that's been reviewed.
Chair Commissioner Bambeek, that was the wrong document that was on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Chairman,
in a motion.
I move that the board approve the chairman's signature on the Federal Surplus Property Program eligibility application document as presented.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries Unanimously. Okay, sounds good. All right.
Thanks, Rick.
You're welcome. Next action item is consider resolution approving a change in alcoholic beverage license application for Idaho Golf Partners, Inc., DBA Timberstone Golf Course.
What is this one? Sorry, Mr. Chairman, I had the wrong one open.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, this is just for a change of service. Nothing substantial about the ownership as in the other one.
Okay.
So I see no reason not to support this.
Okay.
It still has the same Idaho State Police support.
Yes.
So, and it's a much larger fee. We'll take it.
No. All right. You want to make
a motion? Mr. Chairman, I move that we, where to go here? Sign the resolution approving a change in alcoholic beverage license application for Idaho Golf Partners, Incorporated, doing business as Timberstone Golf Course.
All right. I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. And the last one here is an action item to consider resolution approving a transfer of license for Indian Creek Steakhouse LLC, DBA Indian Creek Steakhouse.
Mr. Chairman, this is a change of ownership, so it needs to be transferred, and everything else is still in line with the same approvals from other entities like ISP before it gets here, so I'm in favor, and with that, I move that we sign the resolution approving transfer of license for Indian Creek Steakhouse LLC, doing business as Indian Creek Steakhouse.
All right. I would second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Is there other general public discussion that we would need to do? I think I have one item for just general open session and general discussion and real quick. Or I can wait till after executive session. It has to do with consider moving the budget hearing date, and it's just general open discussion. So we have several in the gallery waiting on an executive session discussion. So if it's okay with everyone else, we could do the executive session first.
Sounds good.
All right. Want to make a motion?
Chairman, I move. You want me to go into executive session now? Okay.
Yeah.
That we adjourn to executive session under Idaho Code 742061. Subsection D and F to communicate with legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation and records exempt from public disclosure.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, on our calendar it has C as well.
And I'll amend that to include C, interest in real property.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session.